Sexting is when you send sexually explicit messages or photos over mobile phones. A poll by the Associated Press and MTV has found that more than a quarter of youths in the United States are sexting. Often these photos are not kept private and have raised alarm bells for school administrators and parents. 19-year-old Amanda Kwan has sexted before.
I don't think it's all right for really young kids to do it, like 14-year-old girls and stuff. But like if you're old and, oh no, not old, if you're more mature about it, then yeah.
Reach Out Center for Kids social worker Deborah Reed counsels kids that have been caught sexting. She says that they don't realize that once these texts and photos are sent, they can be uploaded to the internet for all to see.
They have no idea where it's going. And once kids start thinking it's a funny joke or cool or whatever, it just goes viral and these kids have no control over it. And they end up with a lot of embarrassment and a lot of trouble.
Bo Earhart is the mother of a preteen that already has a cell phone. So far, she says she has no way to monitor what her daughter sends out.
It really makes me nervous because she rang up a $50 texting bill, so I know she is doing the texting thing or whatever, but like you never know who her friends might send them to, right? And who will get a hold of their parents, and you don't know who will get a hold of it.
Reed says that parents are usually in the dark about what their children are up to, and more often than not, find out what's happening through relatives like aunts, uncles, and cousins.
They're quite unaware of what's going on in their children's lives.
Parents can use texted.ca to help inform their teams about the perils of sexting. For Ignite News, I'm Maureen Cavanaugh.